Felix sat on a stool atop the command platform, working the wand over the relief hollow of the area between the bunker and the dorm. Where he touched the tip of the wand to the surface of the screen, a star would appear, symbolizing every place the scouts had reported contact with blaster-carrying ants. The brass standing over his shoulder as he worked moved quickly forward when he put down the wand. Somebody gasped when the full extent of the sightings was seen.
"Well, hell," said somebody Felix hadn't met. "They've got every approach covered."
"I didn't even know dorms carried blasters,"
said somebody else, a captain, looking accusingly at Felix.
"They didn't tell me either," he replied dryly.
Major Aleke spoke up.
"That's not the point. The point is, what are they trying to keep us from seeing? What are they hiding?"
He looked around at the others. No one responded. Colonel Kadar was insistent.
"Well, anybody got an idea? Felix?"
Felix considered a moment.
"Maybe nothing," he said at last. "They may just want to keep things tight while they bake reinforcements." "I still think we'd better have a look," said the major.
He looked then, as did everyone else, toward the CO, Brigadier Hamad Renault. The old man was silent, as he had been since Felix's arrival. Felix found little hope in that.
"What do you say, Felix?" insisted the major. "How about taking a look?"
Felix met his gaze.
"They don't like me," he replied carefully.
"Oh, come on, Felix,"
barked Kadar heartily, slapping Felix's shoulder with gusto.
"Those blasters are puny things. You know how long they got to focus on the same patch of armor before the plasteel goes?"
Felix's voice was wooden.
"How long?"
he asked. Kadar hesitated briefly.
"A long time," he said at last. "Believe me, a long time."
"Perhaps if the colonel would demonstrate the first run,"
Felix suggested in the same wooden fashion. He missed the colonel's angry reply. He was watching the major instead, who had sidled up alongside the old man. The others turned to watch as well. After a few seconds of the armored version of whispering, the major got his response, a short, decisive nod.
"All right, Felix," said the major. "Go."
Felix stared at him.
"Are you kidding?"
"Now just a second there, scout," began somebody.
The major cut him off with a gesture.
"Go, Felix, right now. That's an order."
Felix stood up. He sighed.
"It would be," he said.